Welcome to OpenLMS Podcast, turning your learning into a conversation. Today, we're diving into something truly transformative, the idea of unleashing your personal power.
Personal power, that sounds so epic. But what does it actually mean? Is it about, you know, being the boss of everyone?
Not at all. That's the key distinction. It's not about dominating others. It's about self-mastery, the ability to influence your own life, to make choices, and take action based on your inner strength.
Okay, I like that. So it's an inside job first. Where does a journey like that even begin?
It all starts with the absolute foundational pillar, self-awareness. Truly understanding your emotions, your thoughts, your beliefs, and how they drive your behavior.
So it's more than just knowing you prefer coffee over tea. It's about knowing why you react a certain way when you're under pressure, for example.
Exactly. It's about spotting your own patterns and triggers. From there, you can start to identify your unique strengths, the things you're naturally good at.
I think a lot of people struggle with that. It's easier to see our flaws than our strengths sometimes.
It is. But the material suggests reflecting on past successes and positive feedback. Once you know your strengths, you can leverage them. Then comes recognizing your values. This is huge.
The internal compass. I saw that mentioned. The principles that guide you, right?
Yes, your internal compass. When your actions align with your values, you feel authentic, fulfilled. You're operating from a place of true power.
And I bet that directly ties into confidence.
It's the very foundation of it. Confidence isn't arrogance, which often comes from insecurity. True confidence is belief in your ability to handle what comes your way. It's built on that self-acceptance.
But what about that? That nagging voice of self-doubt? It can be so loud sometimes. How do you overcome that?
You have to actively challenge it. Recognize those negative internal narratives for what they are. Just stories. You dismantle them by focusing on achievements and practicing positive affirmations until you replace those limiting beliefs.
That makes sense. It's like rewriting your own script. So you build this inner world. Then what? How do you apply it?
Through action. And that starts with setting achievable goals. Not just vague dreams, but using a framework like SMART to make them real.
Specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. It breaks big, scary goals into manageable steps. You get a little win with each step, which builds momentum.
Precisely. And a massive part of this is embracing imperfection. You have to give yourself permission to make mistakes. Flaws are part of the human experience, not a sign of failure.
Oh, that's such a relief to hear. The pressure to be perfect is paralyzing.
It really is. Accepting imperfection fosters resilience. Now, with that mindset, you're ready to project your power outward. And that begins with communication.
Verbal communication mastery. Choosing your words. Speaking with conviction. But what about the unspoken stuff?
Crucial. Nonverbal cues, body language, facial expressions often say more than our words. An open posture, good eye contact. It completely changes how you're perceived.
And it's a two-way street, right? Reading others, nonverbal cues is just as important.
Absolutely. And that leads directly to empathetic communication. It's not just hearing words, but understanding the feelings behind them. That's how you build real connection and trust.
Which must be essential for conflict resolution. Instead of a battle, it becomes a collaboration.
Exactly. You express your needs without blame, you acknowledge their perspective, and you find that win-win solution. It strengthens the relationship.
Okay, so let's talk about the next level. Persuasion. I have to admit, that word can sound a little, manipulative.
That's a fair point. And it's a concern the material addresses directly. This is all about ethical persuasion. It's about guiding, not manipulated. It's rooted in respect for the other person.
So how do you do that ethically?
By blending logic and emotion. You present clear, rational arguments, but you also connect on a human level. And one of the most powerful ways to do that is...
storytelling.
Storytelling, yes. A good story captivates an audience and makes your message unforgettable. It creates an emotional resonance that pure data just can't match.
So what happens when you tell a great story and people still resist?
Resistance is natural. The key is to understand why. Is it fear? Misinformation? You don't push harder, you listen. You validate their concerns and reframe your message to find that common ground.
This all ties into cultivating a positive presence, doesn't it? Being someone who radiates confidence and optimism.
It really does. It's about that approachability, that genuine interest in others. When you have that presence, you don't just influence people. You inspire them.
Leading by example, sharing a vision. That's a profound level of personal power. It's not just about your own life anymore. It's about elevating others.
And a practical skill for that is mastering negotiation. Again, not about winning at all costs, but about active listening and finding those creative, mutually beneficial compromises.
So you've built this entire structure, self-awareness, confidence, communication, influence. What holds it all together? What's the final piece?
The cornerstone. The one thing that makes all of it sustainable and real. Living with integrity.
Wow. Adhering to your principles, even when no one is watching.
That's it. It's the ultimate alignment of your actions with your values. It builds trust, it fosters respect, and it brings a profound sense of inner peace. That, right there, is what it means to truly unleash your personal power.
That's incredibly powerful. It's a complete roadmap from the inside out.
It truly is. And on that note, we're out of time. Thank you for tuning in to the Open ELMS podcast. Join us next time as we continue turning learning into a conversation. Goodbye for now.
Bye-bye.